Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Our question, tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Laurel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
So, 1992, October, I'm on my honeymoon in Honolulu, and I just had the worst time finding food I could eat there because it's, for whatever reason, the octopus and all that weird stuff, I was not into it, but Jack in the Box was right there on front on the street. And so I'm at Jack in the Box, right? But that's food you can count on. So we're sitting in, they're kind of these old-style seats. They're plastic, like melamine chairs. Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This funky plastic. And they're sort of like scooped out so your butt can sit in them. They're not flat. Well, I kind of felt gassy because I've been eating all this weird food. And so I thought, like anybody, that it would just sneak out. But what I didn't know was this is like the perfect echo chamber for farts, these chairs. And so I did it. I know you can identify with this thrill. I just pushed that bitch out.
I pushed the bitch out. Just like Steve would do.
I just pushed it out and it was like the place was full. If you've ever been to Hawaii, lots of Japanese folks there, you know, come to visit. So suddenly, like, it was so loud, and, like, 50 Japanese people are looking at me like this grievous breach of the manners, right? And my new husband, we've been married for maybe 3 days, looks at me like I have just, like, strangled a puppy, got up and walked out and left.
He left?
Didn't say anything. He got up and he left.
Was that out of embarrassment or he didn't want to smell it?
No, it was just like, I can't believe you did this look on his face. And I'm doubled over laughing because there's no way to exit this stage quietly. So I just get up, I'm laughing my butt off, and I find him like literally three blocks down on the main drag in Honolulu. And I am still laughing. And he's looking at me with such a like revulsion and hate in his eyes. And I'm like, dude, you will laugh about this one day. I promise you.
Now you're still married to this guy.
No. We've been divorced for about 18 years.
All right. Okay. Did you guys openly fart around each other? I'm only asking because one of the studies and the many things we researched today, mm-hmm. they were saying in a relationship, you know, you don't maybe start right. this way, but once you're in a relationship, they say that right. farting around each other generally builds a stronger bond. They're not saying, hey, that's go exactly out of your way to fart around each other. But what they're saying, your comfort level with one another, when you're at the point where you're just blowing out while you're watching TV, kind of like, yeah, my bad. And there's no more discussion. They're like, that is a very good sign of a healthy relationship.
I say that it's a sign that you're secure enough to be real with each other. My only question is, I got to ask you this. I'm in Honolulu.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I can eat. I'm walking downtown. I go, oh, Jack in the Box. I got to go there.
Right.
See, that one. I just say that, gee, I can't get that back home. I mean, why did you?
Well, I don't like that. We went to this place that had all this weird seafood, and I like scallops, I'll eat lobster, but it had this other stuff like eel and a bunch of stuff. And for some reason, I was just getting this weird like food panic. So that was the only place I knew exactly what kind of food I was going to get. Right. It's like I can eat something I enjoy.
But with that in mind,
fair enough.
Does Jack in Box still make you fart?
No. It was just that time. And as far as did we ever get comfortable around one another, he still might. But he told me, he said, the whole year we were dating, you always thought I was being like a gentleman by closing your door, like letting you into the car and closing your door. He goes, why do you think I walked around the back of the car? He wasn't being chivalrous. He was like farting, but in a classy way, and I never knew.
Yeah. I mean, look, early in a relationship, yeah, and ladies, honest to God, and Laurel, you basically just exposed us. A lot of our gentlemanly tendencies are, I got to fart, man. That's why. Mm-hmm. Please, go into the door before me, because I can do the silent but deadly. You won't hear it, but that way, I know you can't even smell my stink trail. And we like to look at your butts. That's another reason.
The church girlfriend scarred me for life. So, like, when I started actually dating in high school, had a car and all that, go to the movie, go to get something to eat, whatever, drop her off at home, and the entire way home, I'm just farting the entire drive. Because I've held them all. I need to find a place to sneak away.
Yeah, fart.
And typically when you're on a date like that, you're with each other the entire time. So there's really, unless you go into the bathroom or something, but you still got to fart. So,
you got to fart. You got to wonder how many, like, I wish, I don't know. If I had a superpower, it'd be more I want to go to a romantic restaurant and look at all the tables, and I could identify who is holding a fart at any one of those tables. Because I'm guessing it's 50%. Male, female, doesn't matter. 50% of the people there are holding a fart. And I get it. And I fart.
You think it's 50?
I'd say at least 25.
I mean, just because it's dinner?
Right.
So I feel like if you're at dinner, you've had all day to get rid of that stuff.
You have.
And then you're chilling. Now, once you've eaten dinner and you get home, you might have to be sneaky.
But I also think that some people are kind of nervous if it's a first or second date.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes nerves go to their guts. I'm saying at least 25% at any given time. And it doesn't have to be, you know, like the biggest fart ever, even if it's just a little, but they're still holding it because they don't know that it's going to be tiny. I mean, I farted pretty openly in front of my then girlfriend, now wife. She was much more decent than me. And the first time I realized she farted, look, I always make farts with noise and to kind of break the ice. I was like, hey, pull my finger. You know what that leads to. There's no question about it. So early on, when she pulled my finger, I was like, okay, she's a keeper. Because she knows it. She did not look impressed. She did not laugh. But she pulled my finger anyway, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. So she never really farted around me. Then there was one day, I remember we're on the sofa. And we had no pets at the time. We're watching TV. And I looked at her. I'm like, hey, did you fart? She's like, I did. I said, damn. But that was the whole conversation.
Impressive.
Right. It was that bad. It was never really spoken of. And it's kind of the same way now. Like, if I have to fart, it's a bit of a production. The leg is up, or I'll scream for my son to pull my finger. It happens. My daughter refuses to do it. My wife, again, she'll do it begrudgingly because I have that little kid smile on my face, and she'll just kind of lean over like, Jesus Christ. With her, she never says anything, ever. And it's just, again, you're watching TV. Like a month ago, I looked at her and I said, you know, we've been together for 21 years. She goes, yeah. I said, so you know I know your farce. She's like, oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm not like, bad.
Just say something, man.
I'm like, yeah, but you fart all the time.
I do, but I'll say something.
They're not always sticky.
Correct.
You get so angry when everybody else farts.
I do not get angry. Just say something. That's all like, hey, man.
You never say anything. You just rip it.
Because I'm ripping it. There's no
secret. Well, that's what everyone else does.
But she doesn't
rip it. I don't need to announce it to you.
If she lifted her leg and ripped it, I'd be like, okay. I know to anticipate. I just want to anticipate. That's all it is. You know.
But there's plenty of times in here you just fart.
And then we smell it. We're like, oh my God. You're like,
yeah,
I know,
that
man.
To me is hilarious. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, you get so mad when anybody else does it. Like, oh, that's awful. It's like, you're the fart guy.
Yeah, I'm a hypocrite. I mean, I own that. I don't understand why people have a confusion about that. Like, yeah, exactly.
Our question, tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I admit that. Like, oh yeah, I'm a hypocrite. Just give me a heads up, man. That's all.
Email the guys at themensroom at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Thank you, Mom. Okay, it's time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant online. You pick from one of two categories, and you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
You're going to want someone to call back or call or dropped off.
Okay. 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, I'll explain said categories. We have the best winter vacation destinations for warm weather lovers.
Assuming this is all in the U.S., correct?
These are all in the U.S.
All right.
All the states that are covered include Arizona, Florida, Texas, California, and Nevada.
Okay.
All right, as far as the best
Reno
vacation destinations. Then, Consumer Reports came out with the 10 brands that are the tops in the world of cars. It's their annual report card. And for the second straight year, the number one remains the same. Now, to come up with the ratings, the nonprofit looked at road test and safety performance for more than 200 new vehicles, as well as reliability, owner satisfaction. In some ways, believe it or not, less expensive vehicles are the most impressive.
I believe that. It's like wine.
Yeah. They said there are really good values out there if you look for them. And Consumer Reports says they told the Detroit Free Press they note that the only auto brand in the top 10 out of the newspaper's namesake city is one that's made in Detroit.
All right.
So we have the top 10, or if you want to, you can get really dirty and go the 10 worst car brands.
10 worst.
As far as that goes. Or best winter destinations.
He's grabbing a line now. Man, I feel like I would do better on the 10 worst than I do with the 10 best.
Okay.
As far as cars go. Because I feel like certain makes of vehicles, they're always in the bottom, whether people like them or not. Yeah. And then the top always shuffles.
Okay, who's our contestant?
Our contestant is Ryan. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Ryan, what do you want to do? You want to do the best winter vacation destinations for warm weather lovers, or do you want to go with Consumer Reports, the top 10 car brands, or the top worst?
Top car brand.
You want to go the top one. So the top 10 in the United States. A lot of these are not made in the United States, obviously, but they're the top 10 brands, according to Consumer Report, from the statistics done here with drivers in the U.S. Okay, so where do you want to start on this, as far as what you believe to be the best cars on the road?
Okay, let's go overseas first. Start with Mercedes.
You want to go with Mercedes. Mercedes-Benz, believe it or not, oh, wow. Wow. They're 23rd.
Jewel! Damn.
Not a good start.
All right.
I really like a Mercedes-Benz. I think they're obviously very nice cars.
I just assumed that they were very nice, yeah.
Again, this is based on reliability and some other things. Satisfaction of owners, road tests, safety performance.
You got to go Toyota, man. Those things stay on the road forever.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, let's do it. Toyota.
Okay, that's number five. All right.
I would think along those lines, probably Honda and Subaru as well.
I'm going to go a different direction. I drive Fords. I love Fords, so Ford.
You want to go with Ford? On the list at number 18.
Oh,
yeah, not good.
Oh.
Two strikes against you, Ryan.
Boy, this is rough. You said maybe Hyundai?
Honda or Hyundai?
Yeah, Hyundai or Honda?
Honda.
Honda number four. Okay.
Hyundai is probably a good call, too.
Yep. You got two out of the 10.
Yeah. Yeah, Hyundai, too.
Hyundai. Okay, you got it. Hyundai's number eight. So you've got Honda, correct, Toyota, and Hyundai. Let's see here. We've got two German brands in the top 10, if that helps you. We have two, three Japanese car makers on the list. And one car that actually is made a lot in America.
I mean, I would think of it maybe a Kia.
Yeah, they're doing really well right now.
Yeah, he said three Japanese. I'm trying to think of one other than Toyota.
Does this include, like, their luxury brands?
Yes, that is correct.
So, like, Acura could still be on there.
Okay.
Infiniti could be for Nissan, that type of deal.
Oh, I see. I like where you're going with that, Ted. How about Lexus?
Lexus, number six.
All right.
According to Consumer Reports, the top 10 car brands. Oh, you said... okay, there is a Ford product on the list. It is not Ford, but it's made by Ford. Think about what Ted just said.
Lincoln.
There you go. Number seven on the list.
Nice.
So far you're correct with number four, Honda. Number five, Toyota. Number six, Lexus. Number seven, Lincoln. Hyundai at eight. Now, right now as we stand, there are two Japanese car makers on the list. There are two German car makers on the list. And I'm going to say this one is an American-made car.
All right.
Just real quick, than the Lincoln Navigator, can you name another Lincoln model?
No, that's a Toyota.
The MKZ.
Is that Lincoln?
For Lincoln? I mean, just the Lincoln Town Car.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Thank you, Ted.
I don't think they make that anymore.
Do they not?
No, they got rid of all their big cars.
All right.
BMW.
And that's number two.
Wow, so Mercedes an S, but BMW's.
Yeah, all right. I don't get it. One more German. Two Japanese, one American car maker left.
Totally. Other than Volkswagen, which I never hear anything good about them.
Just so you know, Volkswagen is number 22.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, so I'm trying to think of another German.
Audi?
Audi?
Yeah, Audi. Good call.
No.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Sorry, man.
Let me tell you guys, I turned into your YouTube channel about 5 minutes ago, and I'm just loving it.
Oh, cool. Oh,
thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
I didn't have any idea what you guys look like. I might have to shut it off now.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we almost have, believe it or not, 4,000 subscribers. So if you haven't checked it out yet, KISW Rock, go there and subscribe to the channel.
3,920.
Hit the thumb button up there and give us a little love if you smash the like burger, as we like to call it.
All right, what else are we trying to find? How many do we have left?
We've got 2 Japanese cars, 1 German car, and an American-made car.
I'm going to say Kia.
Kia is not bad. They are number 12. They really barely miss out on the top 10.
What are Acura? Japanese cars?
Acura.
Acura, number 9.
All right.
That is correct.
Yes. Right, because, I mean, look, I have one. It's old, but
it's a tank.
Still worked.
Yeah, I mean, those Toyotas, Acuras, they run forever.
One German car is made by the same, the Volkswagen company.
What did they buy?
Oh, they've got everything.
It's a German car
made by Volkswagen. Just a different
Porsche.
Brand. Porsche, number 3.
All right.
On the list.
I forgot that they bought them, yeah.
And Ted, let's see. We said Acura, number 9. So there's one German in the number 1 car, and then the other, number 10 on the list, is an American-made car. You see these everywhere around town. Both of these cars you see freaking everywhere. And sometimes I would want
to
say
that would be Subaru and Tesla.
The drivers are questionable. That is correct, Steve. Subaru is number 1. Tesla is number 10.
Yeah, once you said around here, I'm like, yeah, that's and people that are not at San Francisco, Seattle, if you're not from those two cities, anyone that comes to visit is like, my God, there's a lot of Teslas and Subarus. Yeah, but there absolutely is.
Austin's got a lot of Teslas.
I can believe that.
Owner satisfaction predictions are based on whether members said in surveys that they would buy the same vehicle again.
Mm-hmm.
They also looked at safety, crash test results, all kinds of different safety ratings to come up with the best and also reliable cars.
You know,
so, what do you think the worst car, according to Consumer Reports, is? Jeep is the worst car.
Always.
What's next?
People that like Jeeps love Jeeps.
No,
I'm going to guess, and I'm basing this, like, if Subaru and Nissan are the Seattle cars, I'm going to go with Baltimore style and say Nissan is on there.
Nissan actually doesn't do too bad. They're number 13 on the list. Yes.
I'm shocked.
We don't see those enough around here, but they're
no.
everywhere else.
Thurl's right. That's just not the style of the city.
What's the one car that everyone who loves them will continue to buy them, even though that the car spends more time in the shop than
Range Rovers?
Range Rover. Number 30.
Just any of them.
So that's the second worst car on the road. Believe it or not, GMC at 29, Dodge at 28, Alfa Romeo. See those every once in a while, 27. Sure. And Rivian. They round up.
I see Rivian
all the time. I think they're cool as hell looking.
That have Rivians that I've talked to absolutely love the Rivian, but I know it ranks real low on the Consumer Report.
I was going to say the same thing, because I'm with you. I agree with Miles. They look cool.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I've talked to a couple people, and they like them. But every time there's a report, they are so low on the list.
Yeah, you know? Them and Jeep, man.
I don't know if you just got to take them in the shop a bunch. There's got to be some reason they're always that bad.
I don't know. But Jeep's the one that blows my mind. Like, Jeep's been around for 10 million years at this point. It's like, we still haven't gotten it right, but you like our vehicle. Here's a rubber duck.
Here's Rubicon.
And I feel like Jeep guy.
Here's a rubber duck.
He does not care.
He does not care.
At all.
Half the time, Jeep guy likes working on that Jeep.
Yeah, that's why I took my doors off.
Yeah.
At what point do you think I care?
That's why the hinges are rusting.
Right.
Come on. Okay, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, big hola.
Hola.
So I'm going to try to make this quick because I know I can ramble sometimes. I have an ileostomy. Do y'all know what that is?
I do not.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, a colostomy bag.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you don't even have a chute down there?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So, but it's in a different area of my stomach. So while I was in the hospital, when they were trying to figure out what was going on with me to have me get this ileostomy, I had to go number two super bad because I have very bad stomach issues, as I'm sure you can tell by me saying I have a ileostomy bag.
Yeah.
And I asked the nurses if I could go to the bathroom, and they wouldn't let me go to a bathroom. They brought me a bedside commode. And this was in the middle of me being probably one of the sickest I've ever been in my life. And I was at Harborview, so I was in a room. It was kind of like a triage.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I was in a room with like 20 other people. In like 20 other beds separated by curtains, and that's it. I didn't have my own room. I didn't have a door. I didn't have nothing.
It's more like a NICU or a PICU. You must have been in some pretty bad shape.
Yeah, I was going down, so I told her I had to go to the bathroom, and she wouldn't let me go to a bathroom, and she brought me a bedside commode. So I said, I don't think you want to do that right now. And she legitimately asked me why. And I said, well, I'm in here for a reason. I've had stomach issues since I was born, and I don't think these people want to be present for this. And the nurse completely refused, and I was forced to go in a bedside commode. And when I did, it was a pretty bad event, and I could literally hear multiple people complaining, like, down the room I was in about how bad it smelled.
Well, the water helps. Yeah, it makes a big difference.
If you dry dock one anywhere, right. It smells 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was lucky I was surrounded at least like by curtains, and it was kind of unanimous as to who was doing it. But at the same time, that was probably like the most embarrassing point of my life. And I will never forget that. And now that I do have the ileostomy, I have zero control of that. So I can literally let it rip at any time and I'll never know it. So I've been in like doctor's offices. I've been at like the DMV when it was just dead silent. And this thing gets loud because it's just a plastic bag.
Right. So I'm saying, does a fart come through the valve and into the bag? In other words, could your bag feasibly fill up with air?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
So the cool thing about it nowadays is you can't smell it.
Because it's in a plastic bag, but you can hear it.
Oh, and it's loud.
It's probably like hitting like a little bubbler.
But does the colostomy bag make it louder?
Yeah, because it kind of like reverbs off the plastic.
Oh, geez.
So like how that lady who was talking about when she was in Honolulu at Jack in the Box on that chair.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but I have zero control over that, and it can happen like anywhere.
So you have your body does not give you any indication that you either have to poop or fart. If it has to, it just does it.
Correct. Yep.
What's
the only
the
way
worst?
That I know like it happened is because I can feel like the weight in my bag. Other than that, I have no bubbles. I have no like stomach movement. Nothing.
Where's the worst place that this has happened for you?
Where
other people may have noticed that it happened, and you're just like, ah, boy.
Okay, well, it's happened during intimacy before quite a few times.
So you still have the bag on while you're doing that?
I have to.
You can't put a cork in it just for like, you know, half an hour?
If I want to go septic, sure. But all right.
Do the people comment during intimacy when this happens, or does everyone just kind of ignore it and you carry on?
So she's been nice. She's a nurse.
All right. Well, that helps.
It's very embarrassing for me. And I think I kind of make it more weird because I like stop and I'm just like, I'm so sorry.
Well, to be fair, you just pooped. I understand that.
Look, okay. You're trying to tell me we're together. All right. We're a couple and we're making love. Right. And you could feasibly just start pooping in that bag in the middle of it. And I can watch this happen. Is this correct?
Yeah, you could.
You don't wear a shirt or anything like that. See, like, I'd be subconscious to some degree. Like,
I am, trust me. But most of the time I do wear a shirt, at least, because obviously I am incredibly self-conscious of it. Even so, I've had it for almost 7 years now. But I still can't do it without a shirt because I am incredibly self-conscious.
Oh, it would be, too.
Have you been with the same woman the whole time?
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
was she with you before the bag or after the bag?
No, afterwards.
All right.
So wait.
My wife I'm talking about here, and we've only been married for like 2.5 years.
Okay, quick question about that then. You know, and obviously anyone's going to be self-conscious if they have a colostomy bag. I would just assume they are anyway. So you're now on a date with this person, or whatever the case may be. The first time you're going to get intimate, I'm assuming this is a topic you bring up on your own as opposed to saying surprise.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. I bring it up immediately.
And how do you, like, what's the phrasing? Just like, just so you know, I have a colostomy bag.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. That is because, I mean, as self-conscious as I am, I got to be honest, because like that could be like a shock factor and like a deal breaker.
Well, if they don't know, and I'm not saying to be a deal breaker, but shocking for sure.
So you don't go in for bro hugs or anything like that, right?
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, I can if I just went to the bathroom.
Stay high enough. Okay. All right. So let me ask you this. So when that thing gets full, you have how much time does it take to change it?
Okay, so if I'm in a rush, wait, do you mean like empty it or like actually change the
thing? What do? You empty it or do you change it? I mean, do you empty it into a toilet and then just put it back on or do you change it?
No, so it has a little like outlet at the bottom of it that kind of folds in and is Velcroed.
Okay.
So I just basically sit on a toilet and unfold it, and it just dumps in, and then I just wipe out the little port and then fold it back up, and I'm good to go.
Do you wash it out in the sink?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, has there ever been a time when you got this thing out that you had to go to the bathroom not realizing it, and it just you got to kind of squirt out the hole there real quick in the middle of the changing?
Yep. And that sucks.
Yeah, I was going to say. How far does it fly?
Yeah, so, okay, if we want to get real here.
Yes.
I think the furthest that it has flown, I would give it probably about 2.5 feet.
Jeez, man.
Is it a lot, or is it just like a pfft?
It's like a squirt. You know, like if you have a garden hose that doesn't have like a nozzle on the end and it doesn't fully get finished, and you accidentally step on it, and it does a little just pfft. You know,
what's the worst thing that you've hit as a result? Like if you're in your own bathroom, mm-hmm. you hit the shower curtain, did it land on the vanity and there's your wife's, you know, hair dryer and all that kind of thing?
Okay. So a couple times it has went directly in my sink.
well, that's not the worst.
Yeah. At least it's washable for the most part. Other times there has been a time I hit the mirror.
All right. That's worse than a zit.
But for the most part, I have learned to change it like that in the shower.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Live and learn.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now,
Here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. Now, frankly, I think we just exited maybe the best time of year for food.
Yeah,
you know
for
what I mean?
Sure.
You had Thanksgiving, then you have the Christmas holidays, and even around Christmas, man, especially like Christmas dinner, fine.
Sure.
But even just the get-togethers, or maybe you go out for a meal with a friend or a family member.
Oh, yeah.
Need a little bit more decadently.
Right. Like, I feel like December is really the month you're going to go out and eat a bunch of stuff. Really good food.
Agreed.
So today I have a list of the 100 worst foods, rated foods of the world. So basically, there's a website, Taste Atlas. They ranked 100 grossest food in the world based on almost 400,000 online reviews from tourists.
Okay.
Miles, I was wrong. I misspoke earlier. There is definitely an American one on this list. But let's go through some of the American dishes that made the top 100. I don't think anybody would be shocked by this one. Tuna casserole came in at 73.
Agreed.
Yeah. There's no reason
for it. I made me cry. I come home from school and what's for dinner? Tuna casserole. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, right, with the egg noodles and the cream of mushroom.
Peas.
Yeah.
But just the idea of heating tuna in a can, you can really still taste the metal. So the metal flavor really comes through.
Chocolate-covered bacon came in at 76.
Really?
Never tried it.
I have. It's great.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I get the point of it, but I don't. I'm fine to have them separate.
You ever had deep fried bacon?
No.
Yes. It's breaded?
Yeah, it was just. I was like, this seems like. It seemed like too much.
Yeah.
It's like fried chicken breading on top of bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Chicken a la king came in at 82.
Is that the can of cream of soup, too, with chicken?
Something, yeah. And then chicken Reggie's. Reggie's? Wriggles. Chicken Wriggles.
I don't know if I know that.
It's a pasta dish in upstate New York.
Google this. Chicken Wriggles. I'm assuming they spell it with an R.
Igglies.
Igglies.
Oh, Riggies. Riggies?
Yeah, Riggies.
You know, this looks like it's a spicy Italian-American pasta dish from Utica, New York, featuring rigatoni pasta, chicken and hot cherry peppers, and a creamy tomato sauce.
That doesn't sound bad in theory.
I guess it's just not good, but yeah, it sounds like it.
There's a couple things on this list that sound okay, but they didn't make it. Also, shout out over in Utah. They have frog eye salad. It's a pasta salad made with custard, Cool Whip, and canned fruit.
God.
Come on, Utah. Don't be so Utah.
All right, so number 10 on the list, worst rated foods of the world's artichoke salad in Greece. They boil artichokes to make them tender, then cut them up and add lemon, mustard, garlic, and dill.
Now look.
Doesn't sound bad.
They even say that here. Go, look, it doesn't sound that bad, but the rating was just 2.2 stars.
I don't like artichokes, but I know people do like artichokes. And to me, that sounds like, if you like artichokes, that sounds like it'd be a decent dish.
I like artichokes in certain ways. I mean, honestly, the best way to have an artichoke is to...
Artichoke dip. It's the one way I can
steam it. Yeah, and then you get like a bowl of butter, and it's almost like eating crab meat. You like pick it apart, and
I mean, people that like artichoke, I mean, they absolutely
love them.
Right.
I love them.
I just don't.
Artichoke dip, hearts, whole steam one.
There's just a certain limit for me on artichokes. Like sometimes you get an artichoke, like crab and artichoke dip, and it's like there's no crab.
That's my issue with that, right?
And then but I mean, I do like them. And then sometimes, like I don't know, like I said, for some reason I have a weird thing with artichokes. I have a limit.
Okay.
All right, number 9 on the list was sour curry made with fish entrails.
Oh!
If you don't know what entrails are, that's internal organs.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional dish in southern Thailand.
I will avoid that one.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just here to look.
Yeah, I'm just window shopping.
My daughter did say when she lived there that there was some very interesting foods. She tried a lot of them and did like some, but there was a lot that she just could not stomach.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I struggle with internal organs.
I do, too. Did she struggle with the food because she knew what it was, or she just didn't like the taste?
She would try it. Like, for an example, at the street fairs, she would eat all the bugs.
Yeah.
That they serve in, like, a popcorn
bag. And they don't taste like much.
They really don't taste bad. She was like, you could stomach those. But it was just some of the dishes that were more like main course dishes.
Yeah.
That were harder to swallow.
Here's the American one to make the top 10. And I don't really see what's so wrong with this. The ramen burger. The buns are fried ramen noodles, and it's a burger. A chef in Brooklyn came up with it.
It's not that it sounds bad. It sounds pointless, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't think it'd be bad. I'd just be like, just give me a bun.
I remember one of them specifically. Stinky tofu.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it stinky? What makes it stinky?
I don't know. It's just called stinky tofu.
But
apparently it tastes like it smells.
Yeah. Okay.
Now here's one. There's an English guy I follow. It says Bosch a lot. He eats these, but my buddy Rob, who's moving back to England currently today, he told me he lived in London. He said he's never seen anybody eat them, but jellied eels.
I've heard of it, man. I've never, and I have no interest in trying.
It's an old school street food in England dating back to the 1700s. The flavor is described as unique and unpleasant.
You know, I just pulled up a picture of jellied eels. If it tastes as bad as it looks, it is not good.
Well, I like eel. It's barbecued.
Sure.
A ton.
I like a lot of things that are barbecued, but man, I mean.
Not jellied.
Yeah.
Let's see. Chap au lele. It's a Chilean bread made with potatoes and flour.
How bad could that be?
Again, doesn't sound that bad.
Because I love a potato roll.
Sure.
Hawaiian rolls are made with potatoes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's got to be just...
Or maybe they just make it sweet somehow. But either way, it's close. It's in the same family.
It's got to be something weird with it. Either texture or just bland taste.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks very plain. Maybe that's
but like the
problem.
Potato roll still has like the normal
bread consistency,
and bread stuff. It's like
maybe the fact of the matter is it's a roll, and typically rolls are good. And so when you have one that sucks, you're like, what the hell?
It might just be super thick. So the basic recipe: 2 pounds of red potatoes, 1/2 pound of flour, a little baking powder, some salt, butter. That's it.
We go back to Thailand. Deep-fried silkworms, seasoned with salt and pepper.
Thank God they added that.
Yeah.
I mean, you fried them.
Right.
So that's got to be good.
Yeah, how bad can they be?
Thurl, what were you saying earlier in the show? You never see a lot of...
Norwegian restaurants.
Correct. That whole area, right? Nordic countries. They're big on this list. They've got Sveed. Just 1/2 sheep's head, boiled and served with mashed potatoes. Traditional dish in Iceland.
You're right. The Nordic country not represented some lake. You go to an international food court.
That's what I've heard about people who go to Iceland. And, you know, it's beautiful there and all the scenery.
The women are beautiful.
Yeah, everything's very nice, except for when you need to eat.
Correct.
Yeah. Apparently, you'll lose weight just vacationing.
I say the pickings have to be slim in Iceland.
Yeah.
Now, this one's from Sweden. Again.
Here we go.
I don't understand how this one made the list. What's it? Karlsgrof? It's a calzone stuffed with french fries and full hamburgers, including the bun. Sounds like something America would come up with.
Yeah, it's not U.S.
But it's on a menu at a restaurant in Sweden.
Maybe they don't know how to do it right. Because even though I would give that a shot, I would try it.
But again, it depends. Like when I go to Mexico, I realized if you order a hamburger there, it is not the hamburger that you get here. It is beef. It is on a roll. But where we do ground beef, they take these big hunks of steak, essentially. Just kind of glue them together, but it tastes different. The consistency kind of sucks, so you have to be real specific.
Okay.
So,
and I don't know that I want a bun inside my calzone.
It does seem a bit much, a little thick and heavy there.
Yeah.
But that said, I don't know that it would taste bad. I mean, it's french fries and a burger. It's just inside of a calzone.
Now we go to Finland. Bloodplatt. Dumplings with reindeer blood.
Jeez, guys.
Sweden and Finland. They like this one.
Wasn't that what that boudin is? Just a blood-filled sausage?
No. Boudin is like rice, spices. There's some sausage.
Sure, there's no blood in there.
There might be, but it's not the primary ingredient.
Okay.
Like when you look at boudin, it looks like if you cut boudin open, it looks like a sushi roll, but where the fish would be, it's meat.
All right.
Right, and there's rice.
Just some of that boudin, man.
I love boudin. I told Mike, he's going down there in the next few months in Baton Rouge, so you gotta get some.
Oh, dude, get boudin. Seriously.
Then number one on the list again from Sweden and Finland. Blood pancakes.
Oh.
Pancakes made with onions, spices, and reindeer blood. They're popular in Sweden and Finland.
And
the average tourist rate of 1.6 out of 5.
Don't they have any fish? You know what I mean? Like they got a.
How about the meat?
I mean, crabs.
I mean, cold water.
You could get like a big halibut.
I know.
What are they doing?
Well, you want to eat other stuff. And I like blood pudding. I just don't know if I need blood in my pancakes.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Amy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Amy, are you sober or not sober?
I'm right on the cusp of the two. So
right not on sober. The cusp. Not sober. Okay.
Right on the cusp. I had enough time waiting for my turn.
Okay. Amy, we're going to pick a cellmate for the weekend on our Men's Room poll. You taking Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I'm going to go with Ellen, with real.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep.
How about you and Ellen?
And I just wanted to point out that it's actually kind of, it doesn't happen very often, but each four of you chose each of the different choices.
I didn't even notice that we did that. Because, Ted, you were what? You're Kanye.
I'm Madonna.
You're Madonna. Right.
Ellen, and Mike said Will.
Yeah. Will Smith.
Yeah.
I think Kanye might get me into trouble, too.
Why?
He says such outlandish stuff. I mean, he'd be like, go ahead, man. You could say it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm in the cell.
Beat your ass.
Yeah. Then like,
what'd you say, man?
Hey, can I sing a few of your songs, dude?
You're right.
Like,
please do.
Mr. West, I don't think I should go to the lunch hall now.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and stay here.
Yeah, I don't know any of his songs, so I wouldn't want to sit in a cell for 48 hours with him.
In no way am I defending Kanye West, but he's had so many songs. There's some you probably don't know are Kanye West songs.
I'd almost guarantee it.
I listen to this station, you know, faithfully. I even have Sirius on my car, and I don't even listen to it. So,
no, just in other stuff or...
If you go to the store...
You know what I mean? It's hard when people are that popular, it's hard to get away from them.
So we were talking about Taylor Swift yesterday. This was in the office. And I said, look, I'm completely indifferent to her. She means nothing to me one way or another. I don't know her songs. And then every once in a while, a song will come out and they go, oh, that's Taylor Swift. And I go, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But then we were talking...
I agree with you.
But the weird thing about Taylor Swift, like, she doesn't get a ton of radio play. You hear her anytime you're out in public. You go to the grocery store, she's on. You get in an elevator, she's on the way. But on the radio, I don't hear her. I hear her when I'm just not at home, oddly enough. And I'm okay with that. All right. Amy, here is your question. What country did the first European settlers of New York come from?
The first European settlers of New York come from...
I'm going to represent my country and say Greece.
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Yeah, they're Dutch. That's why it was New Amsterdam.
You are correct.
That's correct.
Dutch.
I was thinking that immigrants. I'm sorry. I wasn't going back far enough.
If you go with immigrants, you go Italian and Irish. That pretty much covers it, right? All right. Your question, which alphabet consists of only four dots? Only four dots.
Ah. Just dots?
Yes, just dots.
Is that Braille?
No.
It is Braille, Amy.
Well
nice
done.
Nice job. Very good.
I like Ted's charades for Braille. By the way, Ted, when you're doing charades for Braille, you don't have to close your eyes. They're blind.
Oh, most of the time, their eyes aren't closed.
They don't just close their eyes.
But I needed you to see that I couldn't see.
I got you.
I see.
Right. I know blind people don't close their eyes. But if I had just been like this, you'd be like, what? So when I closed them and did
that
this.
That means you're blind, right?
It's like, oh, I have no idea where I'm going.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803. Rob.
Hello. Somebody tried to trip me. He thought I was blind.
It's been years since I did that, Ted.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Girl and your Johnson!
Hola. Oh, Jeff's a good voice today.
Your girl and your Johnson.
I said I was gonna do it.
Sober or not sober, Jeff?
Team's sober today.
Okay.
Look at that. Jeff brings the heat whether he's sober or not sober. I like that.
I know.
Yeah. All right, Jeff.
Speaking of that, hey, Ted, don't listen to Thrill. If you want to get hyped up for the first big dinner of the year, I say get hyped up. Hell yeah, let's go.
Let's go, man.
Jeff, who are you taking as a cellmate for the weekend? Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
Honestly, for the same reason Ted said, I'm going to go Kanye. It's going to at least be entertaining.
Yeah.
I think we have different ideas of entertainment.
Me too.
I think you would constantly provide information. I just don't know.
I think, honestly, the most entertaining person to be in there with would probably be Will Smith.
You think so?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Why? He'd probably just start cracking jokes. He'd probably try to break the ice a little bit.
I think Ellen probably would be only because her main job is a comedian. You know what I mean? So every once in a while, she's going to land something. I'd be like,
but she's not on stage at that point. She's going to be standoffish and a jerk.
Miserable.
Dude.
I know. I'm glad she's standoffish. Yeah, look, if I'm in jail, I prefer you be standoffish. But if she is going to talk, be like, look, Ellen, here's her deal. If you're going to speak to me, make it a joke. How about that? And Kanye, if you're going to speak to me, do not sing. Let's keep it at that.
Right. Keep your beliefs to yourself, buddy.
I can't do that. Sorry, man. All right, your question. Which member of the Who died of a drug overdose first?
I don't even know any members of the Who.
Well, that makes this question very difficult.
Yes, it does. Bob.
No.
I don't know. Keith
Moon.
Keith Moon.
Nope, would not have got that.
And John Entwistle afterward.
And he died. It was coke, right?
He had a heart attack.
I was going to say, but
I mean, it depends on what side of the fence you want to go on.
But it's like, I don't know. Ted was talking about someone the other day. They were like 103 years old or something. And
oh, yeah, 101.
And 101. I just made the point. I guarantee you in the obituary, they're like, they died of a stroke. I'm like, they died because they're 101.
Well, you can
So with John Entwistle, like, right, you died from a heart attack. You're also doing a ton of blow.
Well,
you can
run a marathon, right, and have a heart attack. But no one ever say, like, yeah, he died of running.
Right.
No, but every overdose is just... It caused your heart to stop.
It leads to something bad. Keith Moon, the straight up overdose.
Yeah.
You know, like his brain stopped. Right? Like, he did that many drugs. All right, your question. Multiple choice. A gentleman by the name of Roald Amundsen. He was the first person to do what? Reach the North Pole, reach the South Pole, summit Mount Everest, or orbit the Earth?
Either way, it was cold.
Yeah, no kidding. All of these are very, very cold things.
Mm-hmm. South Pole.
Got it.
Well done.
Nice job. Hold on, guys.
That was 1911. He reached the South Pole. Matthew Henson and Robert Peary, they reached the North Pole first. First person to summit Everest.
Sir Edmund Hillary?
Correct. And Yuri Gagarin was the first person.
Also, the South Pole has moved, apparently.
They're both moving.
So where it's staked right now is not the actual South Pole.
Well, it's the problem because the poles themselves move, right? And these guys, they'll plant a flag or put the stake in and do your big brag. And it's like, in 30 years, you're wrong. What was the four corners here in the U.S.? What is it? Arizona, New Mexico,
Colorado,
Utah, and Colorado, right? So, and my parents have been there, and they did the thing where you step out of your car, you step in the spot, and you're like, man, I was standing in four states at once. No big deal, but it is kind of cool. And then they found out like 10 years ago they were dead wrong, and it's like 20 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So all the people that did it before, I'm like, you didn't. You were standing in one state, dude. Yeah.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
And then we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast a gospel singer who you may not have heard of. He's a gospel singer and recording artist, nominated 8 times for the Grammy Awards. Unfortunately, he passed away yesterday at the age of 72. And Miles brought this story to me, knowing that I'm a big fan of music and whatever it might be. And this guy's his resume is actually pretty cool. So he died Tuesday of complications of kidney failure at a rehabilitation and nursing center in Sandy Spring, Maryland. Are you familiar with Sandy Spring? There's Silver Spring.
Yeah, I think Sandy Spring is kind of near Silver Spring in that area.
Okay, that would make sense. Not that anyone listening cares, but thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, his songs, keep in mind, they were performed and recorded over the years by people you may have heard of. Oh, I don't know. Whitney Houston, Stevie Wonder, Destiny's Child, even Boys to Men. And Chaka Khan, she wrote on Facebook after his death, he opened up my whole world of gospel music. And again, that's from Chaka Khan. This guy carried a lot of weight. So he was a music pioneer in multiple ways at Howard University in Washington, where he graduated cum laude with a degree in music. He was a member of Howard's first gospel group, the Celestials, and he was also a founding member of the university's gospel choir. Anyway, he passed away yesterday at the age of 77. I love this guy's resume, but really we're toasting him because his name is Dick Smallwood. Mm. That is really what it comes down to. Had he had any other name, you ain't getting a toast today. Still an impressive resume, but...
To Dick.
Dick Smallwood, yes indeed. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat, you party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Okay, then.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.